Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, back with you tonight. We missed last Monday because I was in transit, actually, because I had to evacuate South Carolina. I came out of it okay. My garage was flooded, but I'm here womaning the fort, so to speak, and I have the lovely Maya Moon with me, Stars Maya Moon, and we have our topic again that we were supposed to do last week. It's Spiritual Guardians Part 2. Which is something that really applies, and I'll tell you something that happened to me when we were leaving our state to go north away from the bad weather. And Maya Moon, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Glad to be here. Glad you're back and you're so blessed. I know everyone who knows you, people, you know, friends and family, and those of us that are part of the Stars family, we're so, you know, relieved and so appreciative to Stars JC. I believe it's JC Jackie. I don't know.
Yeah, that's her. She sent the notes out all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she, I mean, I was in personal contact with you, but not everyone was. And I know I could feel the energy. And it is a very fitting subject, you know, with the Guardians. And I want to say thank you to everyone that's listening, to those that are joining us for the first time. I know you'll be back. And for those that have been with us, Natalie and I have been doing the show together now for a year, I'm thinking. The show has been on.
Oh, yeah, longer than that, actually, Maya. I'm trying to think. We started on Valentine's Day several years ago, and you started with me right at the beginning, didn't you?
Well, no, I meant you and I alone hosting.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think probably, over a year. Yeah, you're right. Uh-huh. And we've done a fine job.
The show itself, it's been, I believe, almost 3 years.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And I was there from the beginning, as you were. You know, you had to do a lot of the background. You didn't get to do as much as you are able to do now. And I remember the first, few shows, we've really come, as they say, well, it used to be actually shame, cigarette commercial that said you've come a long way, baby. But all of us have, come a long way. And, you know, I do want to send out prayers to everyone that was touched either themselves or family members by the, you know, tropical hurricane Matthew. And we're so blessed. And what I was going to say is a big shout out to Jackie for keeping everyone who would not have known and would have been worried and had no way. I mean, obviously, you know, you would have been inundated with, you know, text, emails, calls, whatever. And so I was one of the lucky ones. I'm in the inner circle. Ha ha. No.
Yes, you are.
But you know, we sometimes, you know, we when things like this happen, a lot of times it's easy to say, you know, why a disaster, why the tragedy, why do people have to suffer? But there's always that other side to it. What about we say, you know, why were those people were saved, you know, roads were laid. I know you've got some stories that you want to share, so I thought I would just say a few things. But there's always the good side where, there are the spiritual guardians, the, you know, however you want to word them, if you want to call them angels or an angelic or divine presence, but guardians watching over us. And they don't necessarily always have to be in a traumatic or dramatic way, but they certainly were during this episode. And before Natalie tells her story, I've got to get in my little thing, is that Natalie and I have gotten very close. So I get a lot of extra stuff. No, that's a joke, everyone. I'm just kidding. That's just a little
radio.
No,
but we are close. We're like sisters. We really are.
But we are really close. And I woke up that morning. I had been watching, and, of course, I had been in touch with Natalie. And, you know, when we're talking about guardians and following our instincts, our heart, and knowing something, I woke up that morning, and I had a bad, like, worried, horrified feeling, but I knew, I just felt strongly, I knew Natalie was going to be okay, and I felt like, you know, her home was going to be okay for the most part, but she was going to have to leave. Well, when I first spoke with her, at first she said, no, we're going to be okay, we're going to be able to stay, everything's fine. And it did change. So with that, I know that you do have a lot to share about your experiences with this. But, you know, we are still sending prayers. I know, I believe the last that I saw, now I'm in Northwest Arkansas. So for people who are not, I always say that I'm a little bit geographically challenged. But Northwest Arkansas is considered a southern state. However, I live up at the top where it meets with Missouri, right straight to the top of it, and then to the left is Oklahoma, and then to the right would be kind of like Missouri, and I guess that would be Tennessee right over there. So I'm way up there.
Right.
I'm more geographically, I would say I'm Midwestern, but we are considered Southern accents here, Southern state. So I was way out of harm's way. And the last I heard, I do believe there's still people without power in, is it South or North Carolina? Do you know?
North Carolina. North Carolina was
okay.
Hit pretty bad, which is above me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, where I live, I'm along the coast, but we're kind of nestled in. There's a hook where my city is. It's like it hooks in, it makes a little loop, and then it juts back out to the coast. I have always said that that's probably saved us many, many times, because we had that other tropical storm blow through, and that's really the truth. And there hasn't been anything here in 18 years that people had to evacuate, and it's been over 60 years that it hit South Carolina. But when you're along the coast, like even where Katrina was, you know, New Orleans right there along, well, the water is there. I mean, that's where it just brews. But what happened here is we also had a high tide, and that tide was perfect. It was like in synchronization with the eye of the storm. So what it did is it churned up the water behind the tide, and then it blew it all forward. We thought maybe we would be out of the way totally and just get some rain in that, but part of the coast really got hit, like Hilton Head really got hit, and they're an island. So, and again, they were sticking out. They're right there, like waving their hands. Here we are. But, yeah, when I talked to you, Maya, we were going to stay. My son really wanted to stay. I wanted to stay. But my granddaughter said, nope, I think we should go. So, you know, everybody knows about my granddaughter. You know, she's 12 going on 26 now. But anyways, she said, nope. She said, Gran, I think we should go. And so we kind of all talked together. And my daughter-in-law, I think she wanted to go really, but she was going to leave it up to my son. So my son talked to me. He said, what do you think, Mom? And I said, well, first of all, I'm about 6 miles from them, and I have a cat. And I would not want to leave my cat alone, like go to his house. So we thought, well, maybe we'll take Muzzy with us. Well, we didn't take Muzzy. My neighbor watched him, and I was so glad, because they had a boxer and they had a bird, and we were all in one room. It would have been terrible. We took two cars, but I'm going to tell you something. When we left, I was with my son, We had a lot of stuff. I took my tower, I took my hard drive, I took the whole thing. I didn't leave it on the floor hoping that it was going to be safe, because it gets wet, it's done, you know. And I left my monitors, and so we were talking, you know, and he said, "Mom, you're quiet." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know what?" He said, "What?" I said, "I feel God with us." And he said, "Well, tell me." And I said, "Well, I'm very calm. I'm not worried at all. I'm not. I was not." And then we started to talk about the things that have happened to him and I that have been very, very spiritual, very, you know, divine order and all of that, the near misses for us. And he said, "Is that why you're just, you look serene?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm not worried at all." And I wasn't. I felt his presence. So, you know, we went to Macon, Georgia, and we didn't leave until like 7 o'clock that night, because we kept debating, and by the time you got everything ready. And anyways, my cat was fine. The other side of the street, and this is the truth, it was like the hurricane went right down it. And there, here's my house, like a little church standing there. It was like pristine. I had some flood in my garage, some debris. I have the most pines around my house. So I got, no trees fell in the subdivision at all. It was mostly the wind and the rain really did the number. And, you know, my son pulled up with me and he said, "You know, it looks like your house was hit by a bomb." I mean, because it was everywhere. Well, it took a day and a half to clean all that up. But across the street and up and down, water went all the way through their homes. So, you know, of course, that's all flood. It was all flooded. And I looked at it, and I looked at my house, and I thought, and my friend Diane's, her house was good, too. She had just a little water in her garage. Now, remember, she was watching my cat. And before I left, I, you know, as we all know, I talk to God constantly. I mean, constantly. If something I don't like, I let him know about it. And I would say that if he doesn't have gray hair, he has it after he talks to me, or hears me, rather. Well, anyways, it was like these two houses that were together, mine and hers, were like spared. It was unreal. I didn't say anything to any of the neighbors, but I noticed it right away, you know. And so what I've been doing is basically calling around to find out about all the stuff that's around, who's going to pick it up, who's not going to pick it up, and all that. And this lady that I talked to in the city, she said, "You know," she said, "you have the voice to get things done." And I said, "I do?" She said, "Oh, yeah." She said, "Your voice changes. You can get kind of, what is the word?" I said, "Oh, authoritative." She said, "Yeah, you can get like that." But then she said, "Then you get witty and your voice rises. And it's like, well, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do, and then I'm going to make it all better, and we're all going to be happy." She says, "That's how I feel talking to you." She said, "You need to call the county and tell them. Tell them what you want." So tomorrow I'm going to call the county. But anyways, that I felt God then, and then I felt God also when I was coming home. There was so much traffic. It's phenomenal. If you've never been in a line of traffic where things have been devastated, trees all over the place, and trucks and trucks and trucks of from the power companies coming as far as Texas, they came. Because, you know, South Carolina and North Carolina and Savannah, which is in Georgia, we all got hit. But as it moved up, it moved in. That's why it got, right? What?
Didn't Florida get hit too?
Florida, yes, they thought Florida was really going to get hammered, but it just hit in, but they missed the eye. See, it was the eye that was so bad, and that's what made it so bad, like on Hilton Head, because of the tide, the high tide.
It made like a loop, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It made all the way up, and then it looped to the right and then down again. And then they had Nicole that was sitting out there, and there was talks like, oh, it's going to converge, and Nicole is going to go back and hit Florida again and come back up the coast. Well, I go to the site where these guys were all, they used to take planes and fly in the eye, and they created the site, and they're always on target, always. And I went to the site that morning before we left, and I, you know, I looked at it, and they weren't giving us good things. And that's when I told my son, well, because he said, "Did you go to your site? Did you see what the guys have to say?" Like my guys, right? I said, well, they're thinking it's going to come, and we're probably going to have to leave. It looks like it's going to be pretty bad. But the eye did not come into my area. It moved north, and that's why we were, you know, we really didn't get a lot of the wind, but we got a lot of rain, a ton of rain. And my neighbor was just so wonderful. She'd come over and walk in the water and come and feed Muzzy, and then she would come over twice a day, and it was just wonderful. I wasn't worried about him at all. But, you know, when you have to leave your pets at home, that was my fear. If she left, I would have to take him. And but it turned out okay. We didn't get hit like Haiti got hit. You know, Haiti got the worst part of it all. They lost, like, I don't know, 800 lives or something there. And
oh, yeah.
That was just,
I mean, you got nothing really compared to...
Oh, exactly.
So many people.
Oh, yeah,
got.
And, you know, they're all on mud anyways, and all it did was sink everything, and that to me was horrific. But anyways, feeling God's presence was really important, and that's when I told my son, and he said, well, okay. He says, I'm good with that. And I said, well, you better be good with that, because I said, I'm going to start to tell you about the things that have happened to us. Do you remember? He said, oh, I remember. He said, you're right. So we were okay. I mean, we were okay, and we talked to people, and, you know, I go up to everybody and ask them if they're okay. Do they need anything? Even where we stayed. And we had some friends there, so it was kind of nice. We got to see everybody, and it was good. We thought we were going to be able to come home on Sunday, and then we stayed another day in Macon, and then we thought, well, my son said, let's go home on Tuesday. See, I still had water in front of my house. It took me 2 days, even after I got to my son's, I couldn't get home. We'd come down the back way. We'd come in the back way because you couldn't come in the front way because it was a flood. And my son looked at it, and he says, this car's not going to make it. Look at that truck is bottoming out. So I had to stay away 2 days even after I got home because it was so flooded. And we were very, 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 very lucky that trees didn't fall, and it could have. I mean, my house could have been totaled because I have so many trees around my house. It's unreal.
It would have had to be. You know, I mean, and there's so many people right now that are facing that, and it's not even a matter of money because there's a lot of organizations that help, but just imagine.
Oh, yeah, Samaritan's Purse. There's Samaritan's Purse, and then there's another one. There's quite a few organizations that will help. A lot of people, the unfortunate part is, did not have flood insurance. The only reason I got it is because I have a lagoon behind me, and I thought, oh, all it's going to take is to overflow this thing, and it's going to be in my living room. And that's why I had it. And I want to mention something, and I think she might be listening tonight. Her name is Jean. Jean was in Katrina. And, of course, we're good friends, of course. And I'm going to run an article about her and her plight and what happened to her. And we talked a little bit today, and that woman faced so much about what happened. You'll have to read the story about her. She's a wonderful woman. Survived, and a lot of people did not, especially in Katrina, of course. That was just total, it just wiped it out. But it was nice talking to her, and I think she says she tries to listen every Monday night. So, Jean, if you're listening, I love you. You know that. And she calls me her little angel. Don't ask me why. I don't know. But anyway, she's really sweet, and she's from New Orleans. And right there in the center there. So we want to say hello to Jean. Jean went through. If you want to hear stories, you should talk to her about Katrina. That was a doozy. I don't know. Was that a 4 or 5? We were only a 2 here, but then the governor made it a 3. They determined because of all of the you know, surrounding areas were hit and everything, it was a 3. And so then Obama, of course, made it a catastrophe, national disaster, and did that for Florida, South Carolina, and North Carolina. And but to see big trees and their roots, it took out trees, and you could see the roots. It just pulled them right up. It was unreal, just unreal. And that could have been our neighborhood, and it was not. So I'm very, very grateful. I try to remember that kind of stuff, you know, when things happen. And I'm like the little light running around the neighborhood because people are so down, their homes are ruined, and who's going to fix it, and when is it going to get fixed? And, you know, and I just remind them it's only stuff. It's not your life, and it can all be repaired. And I tell them the story about my son when he was in that really bad accident, and that man called me, and he said, don't see the car, but just know that your son walked away from this. And that's true. So I think, you know, talk about spiritual guardians. I'm sure I had them with me again. I just know I did. And, you know, you hear wonderful stories, don't you, Maya, about people coming out of things. I think that's just... it's just a good thing. I was talking to my friend Ricky today, Rainbow Rose, and I said, you know, I think my problem is that I believe so much and so deep that oftentimes I look around and I get disappointed because things are not right for everybody. And I guess I want it to be a perfect world, and I know it can't. I know we all have contracts and all of that, but that's if I had a magic wand, I've said that put it all over the world and make it all better for everybody. And it really hurts me when I see things that are these people that have to live in other people's homes. And it's just, I mean, I can only imagine, you know. But, yeah, that was my story. And I'm here, and I'm going to be the little voice for the neighborhood, I'm afraid, because they're all thinking, yeah, she can do it. Natalie can do it. Oh, really? I don't know. I'm going to give it my best anyways. I'm going to see what I can get and start the ball rolling for some of these people because it's been a week, you know, and they're, can you imagine walking up to your house and everything is on the lawn? That you had to take everything, all your memories.
Well, I know, it's been four winters now in Arkansas. One of our problems is we get ice storms. And for people that have not experienced, we had the worst ice storm in history. We were also declared a disaster area. And I have a grown son and a daughter-in-law and a grandson, and it started getting bad. And ice is not like snow. What you can drive on. Ice is a lot like water. You have no control. And rather than evacuating, it was the opposite. They did not want people, because one thing that we have to think about too, even when we're talking about guardians, is all of the people that the first responders, the firefighters, the EMTs, the sheriff's department, a lot of them volunteering. We have to realize too, like what happened with Katrina, is that when people refuse, and I understand, I would be one of the ones not wanting to leave. But when we refuse to leave and then conditions become uninhabitable, all of those people then, you know, those first responders, then they're put in a position that they have to risk their own life in order to try to, and that's what Katrina was, just a horribly sad experience. Many people just didn't believe it was going to be as bad as what it was. And so sometimes we do have to err on the side of what your granddaughter said. You know, as it turned out, you could have stayed and you would have been okay. But when we had this big, huge ice storm, it was the opposite. They were getting us off the street. So I had gotten my son, who they live nearby, but we call them bunking party. And they all came because, for one thing, where they lived, it was a little house. The heat wasn't very reliable, and we have a wood stove. We have central heating, too. But my point is, if we lost power, we had a way of staying warm, and we had a way of cooking as well. And, I mean, we had we actually had a commercial-sized propane heater, which you do have to be very careful with. But we had a lot of alternate stuff. We also had, from camping, things to cook. And I know that the guardians, my guardians were with me. The ice was so thick and heavy, we got almost 6 inches of ice. And I live in an area of very mature landscaping. These homes were built in the early 70s. And the trees were just breaking, falling on cars, falling on roofs. Our home was not destroyed. I was... In the beginning, before we realized that it was going, you know, we knew it was going to be bad in terms of driving and power lines. What I didn't realize was that the reality that night when we went to bed, during the night, it sounded like bombs going off. And I was praying because I had a dog room where trees, you know, dogs in crates at that time, and I was praying, please, please let my dogs be okay. I was just hysterical. We went out there in the middle of the night. They were okay. We brought them in, brought their crates in, you know, got them all settled. And then the next day it was dark and it was still storming. And I actually have pictures. And when we were outside, we were just taking pictures of the damage and the trees down. It was just, it was surreal. And it was beautiful in a way. But it wasn't until about 2 months later that I had loaded those pictures and I went and looked in them. And when I stood back in rainbow colors, you could see, made of light, a big, huge cross at an angle right across where my dog room was. Now, if that's not proof that my guardians, my biggest concern was my dogs, because I had left them in the room not realizing that the tree could have fallen and smashed through that. So, I mean, it is devastating. And, you know, like you made a good point. You said you felt calm and serene, and you said that, you know, it's just stuff. And one thing that our guardians can do for us, even if we're not facing a major ice storm or a snowstorm or a flood or a tornado or a hurricane, is our guides can provide us, our guardians, I meant, our guardians, we can ask for guardianship and ask that our guardians, and we can call upon someone specific if we so desire, that they just simply embrace us with their love and their, you know, energy, and we can be transported spiritually and emotionally to a place of peace and serenity that we're going to be okay and it's going to be okay. And even though, you know, I often feel blasphemous when I say things like that, because I don't ever want people to think that I live in a glass house or that I say this and I don't understand the turmoil and the devastation and the angst that is caused when people suffer. Like you were saying, Natalie, it's so hard on our hearts when people are suffering.
It is.
But what I do know is that even if you're a person, regardless of what brought you perhaps to a time of, you know, great sadness or great trials, challenges, you will be okay. The sun eventually will shine. Eventually our yard was cleared and things were fixed and mended. I won't say that everything was taken care of and it was a fairy tale. We lost a beautiful fir tree. I mean, we took some losses, things that a mature tree like that can't be replaced. So, you know, yes, we took a loss. Both my husband and son, they were both doing flooring, and they lost for almost 2 weeks. The roads were literally closed, and the schools were closed, so that instead of getting out the end of May, the schools didn't get out until the end of June because we had a rough winter, and they weren't even allowing. Luckily, we stocked up. So there's just, when we're talking about our guardians, always remember in that time, I mean, it's hard if you're in an emergency situation to say, let me stop and light a candle and meditate or pray. Work on that in your daily life, and you say, you know, I have access to guardians, to however, whatever your belief system, whether it's Goddess, Mother Nature, Universe, Creator, God, that energy and that power, which I'm writing a little bit, my blog is not really so much on guardians, but on, you know, the power, universal, and putting a hand and so on and so forth on that. So we can take advantage of times when we're not in a situation of dire circumstances or peril, and just start to connect with that energy and just know. You know, for me, I don't know about you, but sometimes for me, when I know that I'm going to be facing something very difficult, when I just know and I convene with my guides, or I convene with God, or whatever, I know I feel better just being able to do that and knowing I am safe, I am loved, I am protected. And I don't mean by humans, I mean by universal source, whatever. It's not about your religion, for those listening. It isn't about that. This is about spirituality. Not that religion cannot be a part of it. Certainly it can. But, you know, that's what I would suggest, is that we're all equal in what we have to reach out to and, you know, and to partake of that, you know, that will that never runs dry. So I know for you, wouldn't you say, I would think that made a big difference, knowing that you had that peaceful feeling that God was with you and you knew everything was going to be okay. So you were.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time. Yeah. So when you were gone, you
the
were.
The whole
thinking,
trip. I wasn't worried about, I mean, I knew I was coming back to a house. I really did. And today,
wow.
And I just thought of this while you were talking, I got really out of sorts walking around. And now I realize it was the energy I was picking up. It was all of this that was really bothering me. So I decided to just, I didn't have my headphones on. I wasn't listening to music. I just sat on the couch and Muji was right with me. And I just closed my eyes and kind of got myself a little peaceful, because I think I was rattled from it. I think it really bothered me, and I didn't realize it until I came home, because I just felt, I don't know if I was angry. I don't know what it was. It was not right. It was not normally like I am. I mean, sometimes I could pull myself out of a lot of things. And now I realize what it was. It was seeing this devastation for all these people. You know, and I'm walking in, and I told the people across the street, I said, I am not going to sit with this like this. I said, so you can know for a fact that I am going to be at the helm. I am going to find something and get some kind of satisfaction for all of you. And he looked at me and he says, but you only got a flooded garage. I said, no. I said, you don't know who I am. You don't know what I am. You don't know at all. You only know me as your neighbor. I said, but when I see this and I don't see results and I don't see people offering and giving us remedies, oh, that doesn't sit well with me. And he said, he's the second person that said it. He said, yep, there. He said, Libby, there goes our little angel right out the door. And I said, well, I don't know if you'd call me that. I said, because I must have awful big wings, because I was not happy. And now I know why I came home with that feeling. I came home with that feeling because I couldn't call anybody. It was too late. And then once I meditated and had my little conversation with God, I felt much better. And I think it can be for everybody. And I saw something on Facebook, and I don't usually go there, but it was something from Matthew 11:24, which is my date of birth, you know, the date I was born. Well, okay, it was something about God is always there for you. You just have to ask. And I saw that, and I thought, that's it. That's my sign right there. So, boy, I ask a lot sometimes. But, you know, I think, like I was telling Rainbow Rose today, I just believe so much that I get hurt because I expect. And you mustn't expect. I mean, everybody has their contracts and all of that, and they're supposed to go through certain things. I get it. But, you know, I said to God, well, go back and erase these contracts. Change them. You know, do something. I mean, or give me the assignment. I'll fix it. I mean, I'm not very big, but I'm mighty, and I don't let anything stop me. I really don't. I mean, I have a good heart, but, and Maya knows this, but I came home, and I was just so out of sorts because I couldn't solve anything for anybody, I guess. And so tomorrow's a new day, and I'll see what I can get. I'll find out some answers anyways, if nothing else. And I'll get the right person, and they're going to tell me who to call or what to do, and then I'll pass it along the neighborhood because, and that was like Katrina too. Although my friend told me, she said it needed cleaning up. God took care of it. And that's how she always felt about Katrina hitting New Orleans. She says a lot of us felt that way. It was.
Just to clarify, you mean that the city was.
Yeah, it was.
It
was not a good place, right. It was,
yeah,
and she told me, she said it was God's way of cleaning it up, Maya.
Yes, and we have to see, sometimes we have to see beyond that. And, you know, you talked about expectations. And what my guides have always taught is that, which is very difficult to live by that. It's easy for them to say, is what I tell them. You know, it's a telepathic communication, but nonetheless,
right, exactly.
I still think that to them. And, you know, they say expectation leads to disappointment. Hope leads to, you know, to opportunity and potential. But that really is true. When we expect, and it's understandable, you probably were angry, you were expecting because you felt you had the guardians, you had guardian protection for you. You felt
right.
It had come from God. And so you expected that because you had felt that, that there would be more people, the collective would be gathering together and taking action, you know, your city council, your mayor, or, you know, whomever is in charge. And you were
right.
disappointed to think that there were people who
yeah.
were maybe more passive and were, you know, maybe
that's the
unable
word passive.
To.
Yeah,
right,
that's the
right.
word passive. But
and
I'm not.
It's even good that you're able to assert yourself
yeah.
and, you know, help other
yeah.
people in the process.
Sometimes, you know, people that are in charge of things, their hands are tied, even though they don't like it, like the president of our association. You know, the one man said, well, I'll call him. I said, well, that's all in good. I said, but he won't be able to do anything if the funds are not there. Even though he feels awful about it, his hands are tied. I said, so that's not who you go to. You go above him, beyond him. And I want a solution for these people. You know, my stuff, my son can get trucks, and they'll pull it all out. But we don't even have any place to put this stuff. See, that's the problem, too, which I'll states come with this. Any disaster, you run out of rooms for debris and all of this. But I just think that some groups need to pull themselves together and find the funds, or I think the government needs to pull together and find the funds. Either way, it's got to be taken care of. So I'll do my part.
Right. And what I feel is, I mean, my heart goes out to the people in Haiti, don't get me wrong, and in any country that suffered.
Right.
But what irks me is when our own people in our own neighborhood are suffering and we're, you know, someone is footing the bill to send billions to help these other countries, but yet a neighborhood like yours or like our neighborhood, now we were fortunate.
Right.
We have a fairly tight-knit group when we don't hold block parties, but when there's trouble like that, we do unite. And, you know, we've all lived here for many years together on this street. And so we help one another. We have next to me on the one side are my very good friends. And then on the other side is a lady a little bit older than me. She lives alone. And after that, she had every tree in her yard taken down, but, you know, we helped her. There were cars smashed, so everyone checked on everyone, and so they were pretty, you know, they were pretty good. But, you know, now that does bother me because we need to, that's when the collective is so important, too, is when
right.
we can pull together and you know, whether, I don't care if it's the president, the vice president, the senator, you know, for your state, whomever, like you said, someone has got the fund somewhere, because if we can help bail out all these countries, again, don't be offended. I'm not in any way suggesting that we be selfish. What I am saying is that when there's people in our country in need,
right.
with after Matthew like this, and think of it this way, you were hit lightly in comparison to these other places, so it makes you wonder, doesn't it? How are they? Are they receiving the help they need? There's people that have gone over a week now without power. I mean, think about it. I mean, we take these things so for granted. I mean,
we can
survive without a shower. I mean, and there's ways around it. But I'm glad that you have neighbors And, you know, we have neighbors, and they know with us, too, that we will pitch in together and we'll combine our resources. But
what was making them laugh is that I walked down with my other neighbors, and they said, well, your house wasn't really hit, and you're the one that's, I said, what, got the biggest mouth? And he laughed. He said, no, that has come to the fore, F-O-R-E, to make something happen. He said, I'm listening to you, and you were the least hit. And I didn't say anything. I just said, well, I'm the one that's bothered the most by it, I guess. I said, but if I need your help, I expect to get it. You know, I can start things going. I said, but, you know, you've got to all pitch in. You've got to all make decisions that this is your neighborhood. And it's funny because this is a huge, huge subdivision, lots of homes. And this street was the most hit. Isn't that strange? And
well,
on the other side.
It's not because you said how you were in that little crook. Well, we're in, you know, where I live is right in the path of what they call Tornado Alley. But you can't see it unless you're in the air. But we're in, you know, we live in the Ozark Hills. I mean, compared to Colorado, Utah, and Montana, they're not mountains. But for the south, they call them mountains or hills. But we're in this little small valley, our town. Now, there's a town 20 minutes over that's not in that same valley. But because we're in that valley, we have been so blessed. Every tornado that's come through here, four
just
blocks over,
by.
You know,
yeah.
Right, we don't get it. We had a tornado lightly touch down in our yard about 7 years ago, and since then we've been fortunate. But that it's true, and, I mean, again, we can always look at things, you know, why did this happen, and we can see the negative. And sometimes we're supposed to, because it's given you a call to action for whatever reason, and maybe that's why your house wasn't hit, so that you weren't having to focus with, you know, how am I going to do this when, you know, I can't get in my front door.
Right.
We had the ice storm, our front door was blocked, but again, our neighbors pitched in, plus my grown son was here, and then my teenage son and husband, and my granddaughter. My daughter-in-law is expecting their second child, which they'll find out the gender tomorrow. They're positive she's going to have a girl. But the lady that lives next door, a little bit older than us, she's alone, and she had the trees fell right in front. She could not enter. She couldn't get into her house. So we helped her, you know, I mean, you got to remember, we couldn't use vehicles because they were covered in frozen and ice, and there's no way you would have no control, so you couldn't pull something. So everybody worked together to clear it enough and to board up because her glass window was broke and it had compromised her front door. So they got it fixed enough so that she felt safe because, again, the ice on the roads, no one was supposed to drive. So sometimes maybe your house was spared, not just because you had the guardians and you were being looked out for, but so that you could focus, because it's very difficult, you know, if you have to leave your home or, you know,
yeah.
I know the garage just flooded, and I'm not making light of that. That's no
fun.
No.
But compared to everything else, it was nothing. It really was, and it smells like mold, and there wasn't standing water when I got there. It had all receded by them, it did the job.
I mean, and that was Katrina. A lot of the problems with Katrina is the people that stayed, and their home flooded, and the water receded. They still ended up having to demolish. And even some of the homes still standing now, they're not inhabitable. I mean, they're because the mold. I mean, that's
right.
We've learned in the last few years how dangerous mold can be. Mold is a killer. So there's a lot. So everyone has, don't you agree that whether it's you believe in God or you just believe in a spiritual something, everyone has the, you know, the opportunity to call upon their guardians. And even if that's just, you know, you're having a bad day and you just need an extra surge of serenity or peace or
right.
or some faith, you need that little nudge. I mean, so the support of friends and neighbors, like what you are experiencing, what I experienced, that was very uplifting. And that was the positive side to the negative and tragic experience. And again, we could go down the street and say, you know, the people across the, right across from us, their cars were ruined because, I'm talking about big oak trees that are 30 years old, that fell onto their cars and completely smashed them.
I mean, I lived in Michigan, and oh yeah, there was a lot of stuff there. We used to get ice storms too, and then all the lines, like for the electrical and the phone, was all pole to pole, and I mean, it was down. Here, everything is underground. We have transformers, and everything's been done underground, so we didn't get that. We were really lucky. No, we were lucky, just period. I mean, you know.
We had power surges for 3 days. We would be without power for 2 or 3 hours, and it would come on. And of course, we'd all rush to either cook something or shower. It was funny. And, you know, within 10 miles of us, that went 6 weeks without power. I mean,
oh my.
And so a lot of people were doing everything they can. They were asking everyone, if you can make hot meals and you can deliver them, or we'll pick them up, anyone that would be willing to allow people to shower, or like people that had babies and things like that, you know. Now, we weren't able to do that because of the dogs, because that was a liability. So we weren't allowed to invite, you know, strangers into our home. We would have allowed that. We would have opened our home. Of course, our neighbors would be different. But, I mean, yeah, I felt the same thing, that there were guardians. And I know that you know, it's interesting that we picked this topic. And even though we weren't able to do it Monday, it wouldn't have been good energy, even if you would have been available, just because
you and I talked about that. I would have gone home, I wouldn't have done it last Monday night. I had to get caught up on everything, you know. And Tony, my webmaster, he left. He went to Atlanta, so it was kind of all, you know, just running on its own.
So now he had to leave too. So he's in your area then.
Yes, he's about 5-10 minutes away from me. Yeah, he's close.
Oh, gosh, okay. And so
yeah,
it's
really nice.
And he's safe and sound. He's back in his residence?
Yes, he went to Atlanta, and, he's back. And we were talking on the phone back and forth, and, you know, he wanted to know if I had power in my area, because he knew that he did not. I never, and that's another thing, I never lost power here in this house. Not one
wow.
time.
Yeah,
the whole thing, yeah, and, you know, I feel so much better after I sat down, because I felt strange, and I called Muji up, my cat, and I said, come lay by me. Come on, come over here, you know, and he was nuzzling up to me and everything, and I just closed my eyes, and I almost went into what they call a level, and I just let go, and I felt so much better when I opened my eyes, because I kind of kept watching the time. And I don't feel that feeling, but it was all the energy that I was getting. You know, I'm an empath, of course, and it was all, and I didn't realize it. I have to start recognizing these things, but, you know, we just respond to things, and that's what we do, and that's why I felt so out of sorts when I walked home. I wasn't content. There was something, and probably it was because I couldn't fix what I wanted to fix right away, like, you know, well, okay, here, this truck's coming to pick up your stuff, and truck's coming to pick your stuff, make sure you're home, and all of that. And I always feel that that's kind of my job. I don't know why, but I don't know, I guess because I've been of service all my life, and once you get doing that, you just do it for everybody. It just, you know, but, you know, really gets back to this, what? I didn't hear you.
So you were kind of too expecting in a collective way everyone to be reacting compassionate and empathically as you were, and you transferred that and projected that to mean that there would be responders, there would be FEMA or insurance or whomever. You had projected in your mind that surely they would be concerned with all these people, and therefore they would be, out fixing everything. And when you
I expected to hear results. When I went down to the name, I expected to say, well, not to worry, you know, we've got such and such and such and such, except all I heard was, well, they're not going to do this, and then I'm the bearer of the bad news. And I said, well, you're right, because I just got off the phone. I had this wonderful lady. I got transferred to her and left her a message, and she called me back. And I said, I know you're just slammed with calls. I said, but I just want to know what happens to some of this stuff. And she said, nothing. She said, you're going to have to call the county and find out if they're going to cooperate. I said, well, I'm going to call the insurance adjusters they're from FEMA. I have Hartford. I'm going to call her and ask her, you know. She said, well, just leave your stuff where it is. Or what she told me, she says, just take it out on the drive and leave. I have 3 antique pieces of furniture in there. And she said, well, then just bring the furniture in the center of the garage, leave it there. I'll get it all restored for you, because the bottoms, you know, the feet and the bottoms of them, I'm sure, are destroyed. And but I didn't ask her, you know, because they were in a hurry. I mean, they came, they tested water in my house, and it only was 20%. If it's 50%, that means it went through your wall. And it wasn't, and I was very grateful, of course, and it was just all in the garage. But I'm stuck now, too. I've got all this, and I have asthma, and I'm allergic to mold. So I couldn't even go help the neighbors. I told them all. I said, I would be here helping you. But I went over to my neighbors a few days ago, and I stood in there, and we were talking. I came home, and I was coughing and coughing, and then the next day I started wheezing. And I thought, well, you know, it's because of the mold. Now their house is nice because they sprayed. Half of the drywall is gone now, and they're down to the frame, so it's okay. But I knew right then I shouldn't have stayed there that long, but I don't like to see this. I really, really don't. I will see what I can do tomorrow. You can bet I'm going to be on the horn. I'm going to be nice about it, but I will be a little authoritative. Like, it would be me talking to you and saying, don't give me a line of garbage. I want to know. And who do I call? That's all I want from you. And that's exactly what I will say from them. And if they can't give me any satisfaction, well, it looks like I'm going to have to go over your head.
Right.
And once you do that sometimes, they'll think, oh, and if they only knew I was only 5'2", they'd probably think I'm a 6-foot woman. But I'm like one of the guardians. Look out. No, this is not going to happen to my neighborhood. And it shouldn't happen to anybody. Everybody should pitch in and forego. I know gas has to be paid for the trucks. I get that. Well, okay, you're not working anyhow. You can drive your little truck down here and help all these people get rid of this stuff. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of labor that you donate. If I had a truck, I'd be doing it. You know what I'm saying? I did write an article after you wrote about Matthew for the blog. The next day I wrote something, and it's called A Note from Natalie, and you should listen to it. You should read it. I posted it. I really blasted it all over Twitter because I wanted people to know that, you know, and I felt, I mean, I have people all over the world, and I felt all of their good energy coming to me. And they all, you know, how is she doing? Because Jackie, Star JC, would say, everybody wants to know if you're okay. Tell them I'm okay, I'm fine. Just let everybody know. But I could feel all of that. And that's like I'm blessed with all these little angels around me. It's true. But the bottom line is, if you want something, you have to ask. You know, you have to ask, even if it's for somebody else, just ask. It doesn't hurt to ask, because I believe God can orchestrate anything he wants at any moment in time. And that's how I feel, and that's how I've always felt. Even as a little girl, I didn't really think it a lot. I just probably assumed it more than I realized what was going on. But, yeah, it's Now it's the rough road, actually, you know, because everybody's back and all that. But everybody gets faced with this. Like you, Maya, you had to put it all back together and all of that. But the thing that I wrote was that we do have a lot of people that are working together, and it's really nice to see, because a lot of responders coming from, like I said, Texas. I met them. I talked to them. As a matter of fact, listen to this. There were all these power trucks, right, and they were stuck in this line. There were two lines. 278 goes right towards Hilton Head. And so they were parked. The one guy was parked next to me, and all the other ones were behind him. And I thought, I said to my son, I bet you this is the boss, right? Okay. So I rolled down my window, and I said, can't you guys just go on the shoulder and go around? And he said, I don't know. I said, why don't you call your boss and ask him? He gets on. He said, that's a good idea. Gets on the phone, and he comes to my window and taps, and he said, you were right. And I said, well, it's what I would have done. So I said, who do you want to pull back? We'll pull back as far as we can. He was laughing at me. He said, little you is going to go move the cars. I said, yes, you'll be right behind me helping. And all your guys? Yeah, we'll get them to move back. And he pulled in front of my daughter-in-law. She was in front of us. She backed up, and he pulled all the trucks. There must have been 15 of them. All with the big gear, you know, all the big things to work on the lines, you know, to work everything, all pulled in front, and off they went, and they all waved. I felt really good doing that. And Louis said, I wonder why they didn't think of that. And I said, well, sometimes you're caught in something, you just don't think like that. I do call your boss. He's probably going to say good. I said, you guys could be riding on the shoulder. I said, everybody else is. You know, there were people trying to pass everybody, you know, the ones that think that they're better than everybody else. They can't wait in line. And I did a good deed that day. He was really grateful. He said, I never thought of that. He said, I'm a boss, but I have a boss. He said, you're right. I'm going to call him. So, but you get that. And, you know, it was a nice line. People were not getting nasty. My son said one time, I don't know how many, we did not live here. He said, it was 18 hours to get to a place to get out of the way for the evacuation. They weren't as planned as they are now. And my brother-in-law told us that people were getting in fights because people are trying to cut people off. They were riding on the shoulder on the right. It was awful. We didn't see any of that at all. It was very calm. Everybody was calm. And I felt calm. So that was good. It was good coming home, and it was good leaving for me, you know, because sometimes you could get really hysterical about leaving and nervous and apprehensive because you're afraid of what you're going to leave, what you're going to come back to. I wasn't worried at all. I'm telling everybody, I was not worried at all. God was with me, and I felt him, and that was all okay. It was all good. And maybe it was also to tell me, you know, it's only a house. You know, and I think that when something like this happens, you need to take stock and look around and see all the things that have happened to people. And I think of Haiti because they were just devoured, and lots of deaths there. And it's kind of like, you know, the United States, we need to take control here. We need to look and see what we have here, and let's take care of all of that. Then you can venture off and help others. I'm all for that, but there's a lot of people, even in the United States, that are suffering, Maya, that shouldn't be, really shouldn't be. And,
right.
You know, I can only do what I can do, but maybe somebody's listening and somebody will say, she's right, we need to do something. I don't know. But we have a lot of nice people in the chat room, I can tell you that. I see them, and I've said hi to them, and I want them, well, they're leaving now because this is about the end, but I wanted them to know, this is Natalie talking on the air, you know, because I don't really say that, but it's been a great show. We're at the end again. My goodness, I can really talk, I should say. I'm the one that does most of the talking here, but I knew tonight that it was going to be a good show. It always is a good show. We always touch base on the right. We always touch on the right things. And I don't know what it's going to be next week, but it's going to be a good one, I'm sure. And I have to say that Maya Moon, my stars Maya Moon, is the one that sets the topic and develops what it's going to be about. And I have to give her all the credit. I just call it in and turn the radio up, and that's all that I do. But anyways, we're at 8:59, so I think we should say our goodbyes, Maya.
Okay, well, everyone, the guardians, whatever your spiritual beliefs or your religious beliefs, it doesn't matter. You don't have to, embrace our personal beliefs. just know that obviously there's a universe and there's guardians out there, and they can assist us from anything from a bad day at work or a relationship that we're unsure of to helping us through a major crisis as what we've just seen, as Natalie's been through. So I wish everyone a blessed week. And, you know, and again, my prayers are will continue to be with those that are still struggling, that you're able to rebuild, renew, and find a greater understanding and appreciation, hopefully, of others, and they can do so with you. And with that, I wish everyone good evening.
Okay, Mai, you know how much I love you. And Candy is not in the room tonight, and I don't know why. She may have been called away to do something. But anyways, everybody knows at Stars, starspsychics.com, Stars with a Z. It's the best place to go to. I can tell you because I know them, and they're beautiful people, each and every one of them, and there's a lot of talent there. So we'll see you, everybody, next week, same time, same station, and I'm sure the weather's going to be much better because at this time of the year, usually hurricanes do not develop. Usually. I better keep quiet. Anyways, I love you, Maya. I'll see you next week, and I'm sure I'll talk to you on the phone in the next couple of days, and everybody have a great week ahead, and we'll see you same time, same station next Monday. Thank you. Bye.